Revenue Chat episode 141.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 140, Bob Lancer gives us the method, and I love it. Hear how he helped me open up the flows of abundance. Big time. Full disclosure here. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Learn a shift on giving. Do you have any relationship issues with anyone? You won't believe how easy that is to handle. And get a complimentary session of the method, which helped me get in the stratosphere of one of the top podcasts. I love the method. LoveTheMethod.com. Catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to TonyDURSO.com/mobile from your Android or iPhone. All episodes of Revenue Chat automatically appear in column 2. Column 1 is my other weekly high-profile show that focuses on highlighting stars, greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Just go to TonyDURSO.com/mobile from your Android or iPhone. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Marcus Bowles. Live life on purpose. Marcus is a third-generation entrepreneur with over 25 years of entrepreneurship exposure, over 10 years of business and marketing experience, and over 8 years of IT experience. It's safe to say he was bred to be an entrepreneur. Over the years, he started and developed many businesses, of which the most recognized are Customized Minds, CM Investments, and Customized Shopping. All of the businesses Marcus has started, developed, or invested in have a common principle: people come first. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Marcus to tell us how to live life on purpose. Here we go. Hello, Marcus. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Tony?
I'm great. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, I'm excited to be on. Heard a lot of great things. And so definitely over the next few minutes, I'm looking to add value to you, the listeners, and definitely the future generations that might hear this in the future since we're digital.
I love it. And by the way, all those things you heard about my show that are great, great. Yeah, it's true.
I know you're a great guy.
All right. Well, now today we're going to talk about something really cool, which is going to be great for our entrepreneur and Revenue Crew audience. Live life on purpose.
You got it.
All right. And what I'd like to know, let's just take it all the way from the beginning, Marcus. Please tell us, how did it all start for you?
Well, I guess for really me, I didn't have a choice. I'm actually by trade, I like that tone, third generation entrepreneur. So my dad and my mom, and they were all entrepreneurs. Pretty much their entire generation, probably about 90% of my family, aunts, uncles, you name it, were entrepreneurs. And of course, my grandfather, he was an entrepreneur as well. So, you know, growing up, I was in school, you know, going to public school, but I had that unique situation when I would come home, I would basically hear all these different business models at the kitchen table, you know, in the living room. And so I grew up around that. And naturally, you know, going off to college and school and finding my way and actually starting college while I was still in high school, I just knew that I wanted to, you know, be some what of an entrepreneur. I knew how to build businesses. I knew different business models. And so I looked at it and I said, that's going to be my niche, business development with a little IT project management spin on it, marketing, innovation. And, you know, 26 years later, it's been a fun ride.
Wow, very cool. And for our audience as well, I've looked at your list of classes done, your accomplishments, your degrees that you got. It's like, oh my goodness, you've been busy.
Yeah, man, that's one thing I share in different presentations and speeching that I give is that, you know, when you, everything is pretty much a game and life is really a game. So once you learn the rules of the game that you are playing, you can become a master. And so really with education, my parents, they were real big on still, you know, going to school, get a good grades and get a good job and things like that. So I looked at it, I said, well, they kind of pay me, you know, I get, you know, allowances and rewards for getting good grades. So, you know, that was a rule. And then, you know, I looked at the curriculum and I seen that I could do two things and get compensated for, you know, two or three other things. And that's really how I was able to acquire that much education in somewhat a compressed and condensed timing. And I encourage anyone to do the same. You know, dual enrollment is becoming more and more often in high school. So that's kind of a little my education spiel real quick.
Wow, that's very cool. And I'd like to spend just another moment on that. But just, you know, as an aside, I guess, or a little comparison, I went through the university, the college, junior college, university route about 5+ years. I graduated with a degree in business. I graduated summa cum laude, which is kind of a rare distinction. It's like, you know, top 1% of the country, straight A's in everything. And I did that while running my business. And I tell you, it was so much work, just full-time, 5+ years, just doing that and business. It was really took a lot out of me. And for someone to go on and do even more or to have multiple degrees, I look at that as like, man, what an achievement. It's like so cool that you were able to accomplish all that. And you did it not very lengthy. And you, I believe you ran some businesses at the same time and started some businesses at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually started in my holding firm, my company, Customized Minds, while on that journey. So it was everything that you said. It was hard. It was challenging. It was fun. But the main thing it really took, and you can attest to this, was discipline and focus. It's really like a runner, someone that's running track. 9 times out of 10, when you're looking at close races, the person that looks back over their shoulder, and I'm talking about neck and neck, typically is the one that ends up losing. And the reason being is because they take their eye off of the finish line. Again, that person that doesn't take their eye off that finish line typically is the one that crosses the finish line. That's really kind of the philosophy that I had when I was on this educational sprint is I seen the finish line. I knew what I wanted to do, and I didn't take my eye off of it.
That is so cool. Very, very cool. And I love that little piece of advice there. Keep your eye on the goal. Keep it focused ahead, not behind, because then you'll fall back.
Exactly.
And you mentioned your first business or one of your first businesses, Customized Minds. In a nutshell, can you tell us what that is, please?
Yeah, so it's a holding firm, honestly, and it really encompasses all of the businesses that I either have started or invested in. So, you know, it really just started off, you know, me doing consulting, project management, and business development, but I seen the opportunity to grow it, you know, investing in other entrepreneurs, connecting them with resources and different opportunities, and it really has just grown to a portfolio of different businesses, again, that I've either started personally or invested in and or helped develop over the course of, with Customized Minds, I was in 13. So is that 5 or 6 years now? So it's been a journey just with that organization alone.
That's very cool, Marcus. Can you explain to us why that's a good strategy to have an umbrella organization such as what you have?
I'll give it to you, honestly. I mean, again, it really came from me learning, growing up at the kitchen dinner table, understanding business and being around all these different business models. And then looking at the outside of kind of the big Fortune 100 companies and Fortune 500 companies and how things are, you know, move over the course of time. If you look at it, this is literally, I don't know a company that, if you want to look publicly on the Fortune 500 list, that basically isn't a company of acquisitions. No real one company on that scale, even Amazon or Walmart might be the only one that I know of that has just grown to that magnitude when it wasn't basically a conglomerate of different companies coming together under this one umbrella and growing to be the brand name that a lot of us know of to be those companies. And ultimately, when I understood that, that is what made me, you know, really start Customized Minds and having the different pillars and umbrellas and trying to sometimes let people know what it is that we do, because we do a lot of stuff.
I got you. Yeah, no, very cool. And M&A is definitely a great strategy for rapid growth. There's no question about it. Now, you understand the entrepreneur mindset very, very well. What would you say are some of the key things that entrepreneurs need to know and understand today?
It's going to sound so simple, but again, I really talk about this in some of the speeches that I give, and even when we're doing business development and managing different projects. Streamline, discipline, and focus. And really with all the companies that I'm developing this year in 2018, that's been the key message. And even with Customized Mind, that's been the key message from a leadership perspective that I've been sharing, is because now, and it's been for a long time, we don't live in the world where resources and opportunity are scarce or lack. Really, you're only about, honestly, a half a degree separation from the resources, opportunity, network, introduction, you name it, that you need to grow whatever it is that you're looking to do. Now, going back to the thing that I said, I think entrepreneurs need the most is to be streamlined, disciplined, and focus. What is it that you really need? Pick 3 to 5 things of that solution, narrow it down to 1 or 2, and stick with those 1 or 2. I always like multiple. So, you know, I would say 2 to 3, just so if one goes out of the picture, you're not all your eggs in one basket. But in every area of your business, you know, you shouldn't have, you know, 15 different systems doing one piece of the pie to make up 100%. It should really be 3 to 5 core systems running your business, running your vision, and you will get there in a whole lot shorter time because, again, going back to the finish line, your focus.
I got you. And I see that you have multiple other companies. One deals with investment. Can you tell us what that one is about, please?
Yeah, sure. So you're probably speaking of CM Investments and maybe one of its subsidiaries, DNA Financials. And so what CM Investment, it focuses on really the business development and project management pillar of our organization. And where we've had the most success, one of the biggest clients that have had the most success in that umbrella is a company called DWJ Holdings. And one of their brands is DNA Financials. Well, with them, they took that same philosophy, kind of bringing like-minded products and services together and adding value to their clients. And so not only are we, you know, sharing that from our company's perspective, but it's been a great feeling across the organization to see some of the other companies we've invested in and people that we're developing taking that same philosophy and also having success with it. Because again, when you're able to bring common things together and add value to the customers and the clients that you're looking to serve, that's what's going to help you win. And I'll give another nugget as far as the entrepreneur mindset is concerned and what you need to have in 2018. Don't try to win on price. Don't try to win on the things that are monetary. Win on the things that are going to matter. And so we were talking about Apple products, you know, just before the podcast. The reason why, one of the biggest reasons why Apple is still a very great company is because not of the price. It's actually normally 2 to 3 times more than its competitors, but yet you still have people wrapped around the corner in freezing cold to get really the same product over and over again, just updated. Why? Because of the value and the brand of what it is. So, and along there it is.
Very, very interesting and very, very true. It's all about perception. I totally understand that. And I see that in some of the things that I do as well.
Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map, Beat the Odds for Business Success at TonyDURSO.com/ vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the vision map, beat the odds for business success at tonyduruso.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. And we're back with Marcus Bowles, who tells us how to live life on purpose.
Now, let me tie this in, because the title of our show is To Live Life on Purpose. So you've got a couple of businesses, you've got an amazing amount of education. Let's put that all together. How do we live life on purpose and tie this up like this, please?
So the title Live Life on Purpose, it sounds like this is going to be a broken record, but you know, I talk on this a lot. It comes from a speech that I give when doing different conferences. Is it takes you through the series of phases that you go through in life when you find your purpose. And I actually analyze myself when doing this and analyze other people. And that's what drove me to create the presentation. Is so many people get to the end of their life and they don't really know why they were here. You know, some people, yeah, they believe in a higher power or creator and things like that. I am one of those believers, but there's even still of the people that believe in a higher power, they don't really know why they were put here. They just think they were another statistic. Yeah, they may have lived a good life, an okay life, made a good job, have retirement, sent kids off to college, things like that. But after that, you know, what did my life really mean? And so I said all that to say living life on purpose means doing what you love. And that sounds like a cliche answer, and it really is, because there's a level deeper than that. Once you find out what it is that you love to do, that makes you excited, that gets you going, you then should be living majority of your life doing that. So what does that mean? That entails meaning, can you create a business out of it? Can you create a project, a product out of it? Can you create an organization out of it? Can you utilize technology to give whatever that passion, that love is? It's not going to always make you money. But once you find out what you love to do, if you could do it for free, you would do it all day long and focus on that. That will move you towards living life on purpose, doing what you love, doing that majority of the time that you are alive and awake. Will live your life on purpose.
I like that, Marcus, and I say that a lot. I feel like I'm a broken record on the same thing. And I was just thinking about that for a second as you were mentioning this, and I'm thinking, some people, you know, they don't know what their purpose is. They don't know where they're going. You know, I mentor startups, and I help them in the startups in figuring out their purpose, their long-term objective. We work out their master plan, their strategic, tactical. And some don't know their purpose. It's like, oh, you know, I just want to be rich and hang out in the pool and make lots of money. Well, that's not a passion. That's not a purpose. That doesn't get you anywhere. That's not the way the world works. So I'm very interested, because we're like-minded. And by the way, for the revenue crew, if you go to marcusbowles.com, that's MarcusBowles.com. There's a video there, and I played that video introduction, and it was like Marcus is speaking directly to me. I mean, I'm like on the same level getting it. I feel like we just went spiritual up in the stratosphere, because it's such a great, powerful video. And he talks about this, and it just puts you on another level. So I'm really kind of bring it back down to, how do we find our purpose? Do you have any great advice or takeaway on that?
Yeah, so the key to it is really going through a series of questions. And, you know, you really got to ask yourself, again, a series of questions. Just like, you know, when you go to the store or you're going to make a big purchase. Okay, so a car, hopefully you do this. You know, you go and do your reviews, you go and do your research, you go and look at all of these different things to make sure this long-term investment that you're making, you ask all these questions. But the thing that people don't do, they don't do it for their life. You don't say, okay, how do I want to live when I retire? What is it that I do not want to tolerate in my life? What is it that I don't want to do? Do I want to be home at 6 o'clock every evening for dinner? Do I want to be traveling 50 to 60% of the time? So it's really how you answer a lot of the simple questions in life that will help you lead yourself to that purpose. So I gave a couple there, but that's some of the few key ones is that you really need to ask yourself, what do you want your life to look like? And when you can answer that question and tie it back to what you love to do, then you will be able to live your life on purpose. And say, for instance, you want to be a singer. Well, if you answer the question, okay, what time do you want to be home every day? And you say 6 o'clock, but you want to be a singer, chances is that is what you love, but that may not be your purpose in life. What you love and your purpose, again, is a deeper level than just things on the surface. So hopefully that answered the question.
It does. And you know, just earlier you said something which I thought was quite poignant and right on the mark was, what is it that you like to do that even if you weren't getting paid for it, you just still love doing it? You know, I think that's a really good barometer of a metric of what is it that you really want to do, what that purpose is as well. I think that's part of it.
Absolutely. And I'll give a couple other ones just from a kind of not even the not necessarily the positive side. I'll give you some things of what it's not about. It's not about where you start far as your purpose. We've seen so many super achievers go on and fulfill crazy, achievements. But if you look at where they started at, some of them had some of those grueling and horrifying backgrounds. So that's one thing that it's not about. It's not where you start at. It's also not about who you know. Don't get me wrong, relationships are powerful and they're key. But again, we all come into this world naked, scared, and afraid, not knowing anyone but our mother, because we had to hear her voice a lot. And then you go throughout life creating different relationships and you get to know people that you want to know. So coming in is not about who you know, it's who you get to know. It's not about what you haven't done, it's about what you are going to do. It's not about what you know, it's about what you have identified that you need to know to get to where you want to go. And the last one that I give you, it's not what's standing in your way. It's how you can move whatever is in your way out of your way, and not even really out of your way, because what is in your way is the challenge, is the adversity, and ultimately is what grows you. Challenge, adversity is what grows you, not the easy and get by path or fly over. There's no growth in that. The growth comes in growing over the challenge and overcoming the adversity.
So true, so true. And I love that. That's where the growth is, overcoming challenge and adversity. Very cool on that, Marcus. Now, we talked about purpose, we talked about motivation, and you've mentioned some of yours, but if you had to distill it and encapsulate your motivation, your purpose, your drive, what would you say that is, please?
It's really about giving back for me. I was asked recently, I don't mean recently, but what was my biggest failure in life? And I think it was a day that, since we're on the topic, that I came to the conclusion that I wasn't doing my purpose. I was doing what I was good at. I was doing what I was talented in. I was doing what I was gifted in. But it goes back to me not doing what I love more than anything else. And what I love to do is teach, coach, train, give, and to see other people thrive, which ultimately boils down to inspiration and empowerment, which is probably why you connected with that video, because anytime that I speak or that I record, it's out of love. It's out of me wanting to, whether it be that just one person watching that video, I don't care if it's a million views or one view, as long as someone gets something out of the knowledge and wisdom that I have been blessed to connect with over my years and just the unique situations that I've been around, that is what drives me every single day. That is why I said, for the future generations that might hear this recording, it's for those people. And so that's what drives me every single day. The inspiration, the empowerment, and leveraging technology for possibly 3 to 5 generations removed that will remember this day, remember this recording, because we made it for them.
Very cool, Marcus. And I think that if I was to look at you and come up with what your superpower is, you can incite and excite and invigorate, and you can really get someone to move into the right direction. Your persona when you speak is so powerful and strong. It's mesmerizing. And I think that is your gift. I think that's an amazing gift. And I think because you are on your purpose, that gives you super jet fuel into what you're doing. It's so cool. And it comes out so strong. I absolutely love it.
Man, I appreciate it. And those same accolades goes to anyone's purpose. You know, you as well, when you're in that thing, and when it's what you were put here to do, it just comes organic. You know, so we look at, you know, all the different super achievers. Michael Jordan is the one that comes to mind for me. You know, when he was on that court, you look at all, you know, over the course of his career, it just looked like ease. It just looked like it was organic. You know, the one that's hot right now, LeBron James and Steph Curry, guys of that nature, it just looks so effortless, but it's because they're in their purpose, they're streamlined, they're disciplined, they focus, and they know that's what they're here to do and inspire and empower in their own unique way. And you're doing a bunch of the great same things. So keep up the great job, and everyone out there as well.
Very cool. Love it. And thank you so much for sharing all that. Very cool. Well, we are close to wrapping up now, Marcus. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
I would just say to stay connected with me, as you said earlier in the show, just go to our website, marcusbowles.com. There, just click on the big button, digital education. A lot of the things that I talked about today, again, we give them away for free. We publish at least 1 to 2 videos a day. We distribute this knowledge and this wisdom in multiple forms. So if you're not a video watcher, I actually write a blog, and it comes out once a week via our email marketing. And if you're on that list, and that's really all. If you really desire to, you know, learn, grow, share, or know someone that needs to hear some of this stuff that you maybe couldn't get through to them, you know, maybe be a blessing to them, and one of the things that I share can. That's really what I would say is, you know, we're not always looking to buy. We're always looking to give. So marcusbowles.com, go out there, take the information, and I want to see you be inspired and empowered.
Very cool. Well, thank you. And to our Revenue Crew audience, please do what Marcus says. Check out his stuff. Check out his videos. Get inspired. Get on purpose. Make sure you're on the right purpose. Make sure you're on sync, because it manifests in, for lack of a better word, more greatness, more you, a bigger persona doing the thing. It's a powerhouse when you're really on your purpose. So check it out. Make sure you're on there. And just want to thank you so much, Marcus. It was great. I loved it. And we're going to live life on purpose.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. We're live life on purpose.
Here we go. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you, everyone. And stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
If you like this interview with Marcus, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your iPhone or iPad. A couple sentences is just fine. Thanks in advance. And our next episode is with Rico Cavellia, How to Be Bold and Never Be Old. Rico's an inventor, author, athlete, speaker, and seminar leader with 35 years' experience as a personal health and fitness trainer and nutritional consultant. He's trained some of San Diego's most prominent citizens, and he's the creator of the Ageless Living Lifestyle, the Vitality Stick home fitness training system for people over 40, the Be Bold, Never Be Old online wellness club, author of 17 health and longevity books, including Ageless Living and Real Food, Real Fast. And he's a multi-gold and silver medalist in the California State Senior Olympics. Rico talks about how to be bold and never be old on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.